I'm Justin, and you're listening to the CBeebies Radio Podcast.
Woohoo!
You can find more great downloads for your little listeners at bbc.co.uk/podcasts/CBeebies. Enjoy the show!
It's the weekend on CBeebies Radio!
Two special days at the end of the week.
So many ways to have fun!
Saturday and Sunday are waiting for you.
The weekend has begun.
It's the weekend. Saturday and Sunday too. It's the weekend.
There's fun to have and things to do.
It's the weekend.
A time for family and friends with CBeebies.
That weekend feeling never ends.
Visit friends, you can have them round to play.
You can pop to town and shop.
Go somewhere special for the day.
Kick a football in the park.
Perhaps ride on your bike. Make and do
or bake a cake. There's just so much to like.
It's the weekend.
Saturday and Sunday too.
It's the weekend.
There's fun to have and things to do.
It's the weekend. Great to get out and about. It's the weekend.
It makes you sing.
It makes you shout.
It's the weekend.
A time for family and friends with CBeebies.
That weekend feeling never ends.
Well, hello there. I said hello there.
Hello, Justin.
All right. There's no need to shout. I don't know. Now, it's a very special day today. Do you know what day it is?
It's Saturday.
I said, do you know what day it is?
It's Saturday.
Whoa! You nearly shouted my ears off. Try whispering it. Yes, that's right. It's Saturday. Wait a second. It's Saturday. It's my favouritest day of the week. The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and it's sunny Saturday. I hope it's sunny where you are too. And if it isn't, then don't worry, because I'm going to be bringing you some sunshine here on CBeebies Radio today.
Wake up to CBeebies Radio.
Yes, it's sunny Saturday. Oh, and simmering sausage pans. It is a scorcher out here in my garden. Can you hear that? The birds are tweeting and cheeping. I can talk bird, actually. Yeah, listen to this. He's a cheeky chappy, that one. Yeah, he just told me a joke. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah!
Okay, get ready for this one. Why do hummingbirds hum? Because they've forgotten the words. Get it? Forgotten the words? All right, then. Oh, listen to that. There's some whizzy, waspy wasps buzzing around in my garden too. Actually, I don't know if you knew this, but I can speak wasp too. Yes. Listen to this. Yeah, she's a sharp one. She told me a joke, actually. Would you like to hear another joke?
Yeah!
Okay, prepare yourself. What do you do with a poorly wasp? Take it to the waspital. Take it to the waspital.
That's funny.
Oh, dear, that's a real side stinger, that one. Say, all these tweety tweets and whizzy wasps are getting me in the mood for a game. Let's play Silly Sounds. I'll make a silly sound, and then you can see if you can copy me. Ready, steady. What about this one?
Beep, beep.
Can you do this? Very good. What about this one?
Splish, splash.
Brilliant. Try this one for size. Hello, I am a robot. Good one. I bet you can't do this one. Go on, have a go. Very good. What about this one? Oh, yes! Well done! Well, how about this? I'll do it again. Are you ready? Here we go. Oh, yes! What about this one? I'll do it again. Yeah! Whoa, those were some brilliant silly sounds. You know, I think those are the silliest sounds I've ever heard.
Give me a C.
Give me a B.
Give me an E.
Give me another E.
Give me a B.
Give me an I.
Give me another E.
Give me an S.
What have we got?
Silly babies!
Now, where were we? Ah, yes, sunny Saturday! Hey, my friend Squawk the Parrot from Swashbuckle is somewhere really sunny at the moment. Even sunnier than out here in my garden. Yes, he's all the way over on the other side of the world, in a place called Brazil, where the Football World Cup is taking place right now.
Oh, yeah, on the head! Oh, ha-ha!
Oh, do you think I could play in the World Cup?
No!
What do you mean, no? Well, anyway, Squawk's been seeing some of the best football players in the world at the World Cup. They're even better at football than me! I know, let's see what he's been up to. It's time for Squawk's bird's eye view on the World Cup. Squawky Squawky!
Hello, Justin! Squawk here with my bird's eye view from the World Cup in Brazil. This week, I'm talking to you from Rio de Janeiro. If you've been watching any of the World Cup football on television, then I'm sure you'll have seen pictures of the beautiful beaches and mountains here. The crazy thing about being here is that when we have summer in the UK, it's actually winter here in Brazil. But they don't get really cold weather like we do in winter. Here, it's lovely and sunny all of the time. Brazilians are really very lucky. Mr. Bloom would love it out here. There's so many fresh fruit and vegetables everywhere. When you walk along the street in Rio de Janeiro, there are coconuts growing on the trees in the city. If you need a nice, refreshing drink in Rio, you can ask someone to climb up a coconut tree and pick one for you. They chop the top off with a sharp knife. Then you put a straw in the top of the coconut and drink the lovely juice inside. It's called coconut water. I love coconut water. It's very good for parrots. It keeps me from getting too hot. Here in Brazil, they have different fruit and vegetable to at home. A plantain looks just like a banana, but it doesn't taste like a banana at all. Brazilians eat rice and beans with every dinner. And don't tell all the mummies and daddies, but here in Brazil, I've seen people eat cake for breakfast. It's unbelievable. I love cake, but I don't think I could eat it first thing in the morning for breakfast. Anyway, I'm off to see some football now at the Maracanã Stadium. It's one of the most famous football stadiums in the world. I'll be back next week with my final World Cup report. This has been Squawk, reporting at the World Cup for CBeebies Radio.
Wow-wee, thanks, Squawk. Oh, doesn't Brazil sound brilliant? Oh, brilliant Brazil. Squawk's having an even sunnier Saturday than we are.
CBeebies Radio,
the best way to start your day.
CBeebies. CBeebies. CBeebies.
Ah, my garden. It's perfect for a sunny Saturday like today. And don't worry if it's not sunny where you are, because you're welcome to join me here in my sunny garden. Come on, let's pretend you're in my garden with me. Right, I've got lots of bright, colourful flowers out here. I think I've got one of every colour. Can you see them? Mmm, they smell lovely. Oh, and I've got my comfiest deck chair out here for relaxing in the sun. Ah, let's hop on that, shall we? And have a little chill out just in time. Ah, there we are. Ooh, I wonder what this lever does. I didn't realise it was an auto-fold-up collapsing deck chair. Ooh, I wonder what that is. Oh, it's a buzzy bee. Hello, Mr. Buzzy Bee. How are you today? What's the buzz? What's the word in the garden? Stop it. Stop, he's tickling me. Whoa, no. He's tickling me. No, no, Mr. Bee. No, no, don't. Get out of it, you. Well, my garden's almost perfect, isn't it? Except for the auto-fold-up collapsing deck chair, that is. Hey, I've just had the best idea ever. Why don't you tell me what would be in your perfect garden? If you could have anything you wanted. How about, a huge slide or a giant swing? Or you could have a pond with lots of goldfish in and a little water fountain. What about a grass field as big as a football pitch? Or you could even have a treehouse. Oh, yes, a treehouse. What would be in your perfect garden?
I wish I could have a tunnel what we can go through into the bath. I went to get a real slide and put it in my garden and dig a hole and put the slide and slide down it and go in the bath. My dream garden. I wish I could have a playhouse with lots of jelly in it. Can I have a trampoline with a slide over it and slide down it and boing all over the place? And you know the circle bit with an X in it, and I bounce on it and go back on the top of the slide and slide down it, back on the trampoline again.
My garden has a few little yellow flowers, and it has a green table and green chairs and a purple umbrella.
In my garden, I have a play area and it has a swing and slide and seesaw.
In my nanny's garden, there's some acorns and some bushes and some willows and some flowers and...
Wow, I think I said it all. Oh, and a gate.
In my garden, I have a castle and some footballs.
Wow, those gardens sound fantastic. Lots of beautiful plants and flowers. You know, Robert the robot is always telling me you have to look after flowers. He says, Justin, sir, you have to look after flowers.
especially on a hot and sunny Saturday like today.
Now, there was something very important he said too. It's hot and sunny, and the flowers need, what was it? Can you help me? Do you know what we're supposed to do with the flowers on a hot and sunny day?
You need to water them.
Of course. We need to give them a nice drink of water so that they don't get too hot. Come on, you can help me. First, we need to fill up our watering cans. There we are. And then we have to give the plants a little drink. There we go. Good job. A little bit for you and a little bit for you. Do you know what I like to do when I'm watering my plants? I like to pull funny faces at them. Robert is always telling me that you should talk to your plants to help them grow. Now he says, "You know, sir, you should really talk to your plants to help them grow." But I find pulling funny faces works a lot better. Come on, join in with me. Let's see those funny faces. Oh, I tell you what, you're good at this. Oh, look! Hello, Mr. Wiggle Wriggle Worm. Mr. Wiggle Wriggle Worm often comes up and says hello when I'm watering the flowers. Well, yes, it is a fine day, sir. A fine day indeed. Do you know what else I like to do on a sunny Saturday? I like to sing to all the wriggly worms in my garden. Would you like to join in with me?
Yeah!
Good, I thought you would. Okay.
Wriggle, 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 wriggly worm. With a wriggle and a squiggle and a wiggle and a squirm.
Are you wriggling along with me?
Wriggle, wriggle, wriggle.
Dig down deep. Until pitter-patter rain, then come up for a peep. Very good. Now let's crouch down near to the ground and sing it to the worms.
Wriggle, 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 wriggly worm.
With a wriggle and a squiggle and a wiggle and a squirm. Oh yes, good wiggling. Wriggle, 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 dig down deep. Until pitter-patter rain, then come up for a peep. Yay! Good wriggling. Well, I've had a lovely sunny Saturday out here in my garden, and I hope you have too. There's just one more thing I want to do before I leave, and that's read you a special sunny Saturday poem. It's called Hot, Hot, Hot. Would you like to hear my poem?
Yes!
Great! Here we go then. When wintertime is over and the sun is out a lot, we put on our sun cream, 'cause it's hot, hot, hot. When Robert's in the garden, watering flowers in a pot, he splashes me with water, 'cause it's hot, hot, hot. At night the air is sticky and my duvet's in a knot. I can't sleep at all, 'cause it's hot, hot, hot. The windows are all open. I'm in the garden quite a lot. I want to play outside because it's hot, hot, hot. Cold ice cream on my tongue. Robert, look what I've got. It's melting down my fingers because it's hot, hot, hot. Enjoy the rest of your sunny Saturday, won't you? And don't forget to come back and see me next week. Bye-bye for now. Oh, look, Mr. Buzzy Bee's back. Oh, no, stop it. He's tickling me again. Bye. Oh, stop it. See you next week.
In the blinking of an eye, as the second hand moves closer, now it's time to say goodbye. Thinking of the moments, all the things that made us laugh, and the memories
You've been listening to the CBeebies Radio Podcast, a free download from the BBC. There are plenty more shows to listen to on the CBeebies website. Just go to bbc.co.uk/CBeebies/radio. And don't forget, you can subscribe to the CBeebies Radio Podcast for free so that you never miss a show. There's a new show every day. CBeebies Radio. Listen, download, and take away.